Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Nick, and Tyler.
We are ready for the official weigh-in for the main event of the evening, the highly anticipated rematch for the WBC and lineal heavyweight championship of the world. First, standing at 6 feet 9 inches from Manchester, England, here is the undefeated lineal heavyweight champion. Stage, standing at 6 feet 7 inches from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, here is the undefeated WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder.
Woo! Woo! I got chills. We're going right out to Vegas right now, where our good friend Mike Pritchard is there. Mike, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm heading down to all the hoopla and all the mess right now.
I love it. What is the vibe of the city with, I mean, boy, there's always big fights in Vegas. So maybe I should just ask you, as somebody who grew up there, has been around this stuff, what is this fight compared to others in the past?
Well, anytime you can hype up a heavyweight fight, it's the Mecca. You know, I was at Bull Holyfield. I was at numerous heavyweight fights here in town. I was at Mayweather fights. I've been to Pacquiao fights, Ricky Hatton, you know, UFC. But anytime you can hype up a heavyweight fight, and we're talking about heavyweights, these guys bulked up for this one. So anytime you can do that, it's a big fight. I think the entire United Kingdom is in Vegas right now for Tyson Fury. I mean, it is off the hook right now in terms of the vibe in Vegas.
You know, it's got to be interesting kind of switching markets like you have, going from Denver, you know, talking about Broncos most of the time, dabbling in other stuff and hanging out with all of the Denverites. Now all of a sudden going to Vegas and you got stuff like this going on. I mean, what's sports talk like in regards to events like this?
Oh, Tyler, it's crazy, man. It's like the Raiders are on the back burner. I mean, nobody's even thinking about the Raiders out here. But you had the Golden Knights. They beat down Tampa last night. They got Florida coming up. And you got this fight tomorrow night, too. That hockey match against Florida tomorrow night, by the way. And then you had the Democratic caucus. You had President Trump in here. I mean, there's so much going on. You have the Miracle and Ice reunion this weekend, too. It is nuts, and you're right. I mean, it's hard to cover everything. You just got to pick your spots. But certainly, I mean, that's why people are here. That's why people enjoy the city. I mean, if you're bored in Vegas, there's something wrong with you.
You know what, Pritch, I was in Vegas the first time Roy Jones lost to Tarver. And when you look at this matchup between Fury and Wilder, what side are you more leaning towards?
You know what, Nick? This is an interesting fight, man. This is Orlando Franklin versus Tyler Columbus.
I really don't want any part of that. Big O's got some.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Wilder beefed up to 231. He's normally like a 210, 212 guy.
Okay.
Tyson Fury beefed up to 273, and he's 6'9", and Wilder's 6'7". So the first match, okay, you're thinking about the controversy. You know, you had Wilder winning one judge had Wilder winning at 115-111. The other judge had Fury winning 114-112, and then another judge had it a draw. The fact that these guys have beefed up, the fact that these titans, these giants have beefed up, I think they're going to look to get each other out of there, and we're going to get the fight that everybody's looking for. So I know Fury's going to dance. He's going to try to box a little bit. But Wilder, I think he's going to throw some haymakers and try to get Fury out of there if he can.
Fury seems to me the overwhelming popular, I won't say favorite, but popularity it seems to be going for Fury. Wilder's an American. Are we missing something here? Why are Why are we so in love with Fury? By the way, I am rooting for Wilder. 100%.
Okay.
I'm taking the American over the British dude in this every single time. And, man, I don't know, man. You knock somebody down to me twice. Why don't you win? I don't quite get it. That's maybe my naive boxing thing. So I'm rooting for Wilder, but why is Fury so popular? And it seems Wilder's is the bad guy here.
America.
Fury, like I said, the entire United Kingdom is in Vegas right now. So, you know, you think about Conor McGregor and what he is in Ireland. You think about Richie Hatton back in the day, what he was to the United Kingdom, Great Britain. I mean, you think about Pacquiao from an international standpoint. From an international standpoint, these guys are global. You know, Wilder, yeah, he's American, but how many heavyweights outside of Holyfield and Bo and, you know, Tyson back in his day, heavyweights, American heavyweights, have been that champion, right? That popular champion. And Wilder, just from a global standpoint, isn't as popular as Fury. I think Fury, his charisma in the ring and how he handles himself and who he is as a person, he's well-spoken that way. I mean, I think that's an attraction too. But I think Fury just has that global attraction, D-Mac. And Wilder, you know, people know who he is. He's a knockout artist. But he just isn't that Mike Tyson or Vander Holyfield type of champion at this point.
Well, Mike, what kind of flaws have you seen in Wilder's fight game?
You know, the only thing, Nick, I think he'll punch himself out. He can do that. I mean, Fury is a boxer. He's a big guy. He's 273, and he's 6'9". But yet he's got some movement, right? Wilder, he wants to throw some haymakers. He wants to get you out of there. And there's a risk, the fact that he's beefed up, that he could punch himself out and get caught. But he's got some stiff jabs. I like that. I like the fact that he's on the offensive a lot of times. I think we're going to get that great fight. Everybody who's not going to be at the fight is talking about buying it. So it's one of those type of events right now. So hopefully the fight plays out that way.
Well, hey, man, this isn't the only big event coming up in Vegas. Just a couple weeks here, we're going to have a big old Pac-12 tourney that might be showcased by the Buffaloes. Can I come hang out at your house? Can I stay with you?
Absolutely, man. Come on out, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy. You're right. You know, just in a matter of days, we got the combine coming up. And Vegas is the only city where football is on the back burner right now. They got the draft coming up, and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about the draft out here, man. They're talking about all these events, and you're right, conference championship week. You got the West Coast Conference, you got the Pac-12, you got the Mountain West, and you got so many conference championships in town that week, too. So, yeah, come on out, man. Have a good time out in Vegas.
All right, Pritch. Who are you picking? Who are you taking?
I want Wilder. I'm like you. I want Wilder to win. I think if he does, because this fight is getting all of the hype, then we'll get that next great heavyweight champion that we can all hype up. I mean, the controversy, you mentioned it earlier, the controversy has led to this overhype of a fight, but I hope it lives up to the billing, and if it does and Wilder pulls it off, it's going to be great.
We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully. Thanks, Mike.
All right, fellas.
See you, buddy.
Mike Pritchard. Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
It just, boy, like, when it rolls off your tongue, it just a certain look on your face, D-Mac.
Oh, I do love Vegas. I'm not going to lie. Had some good times in Vegas. Some bad times in Vegas.
you know what's going to be incredible?
That's why it's Vegas, right? Anything can happen.
You know what's going to be incredible?
Yes, indeed.
Our yearly, and it just has to happen, our yearly 104.3 The Fan trip to Vegas.
Let's go.
When the Broncos play. I mean, this just has to happen.
It has to happen.
Right.
No choice.
I mean, we can get some fans involved. We can do it all. I mean, we need to be there, most importantly.
Got to be there.
Yeah.
So just make it.
Mostly the afternoon drive has to be there.
Got to be there. We'll shoot some videos.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll throw each other against the floor and break each other's ribs.
make it a road trip. Bring some fans along. Get a bus.
Sure. Lifeline alert.
Sure, the fans can take the bus. I'll see them there. Yes.
I mean, this just has to happen. This is like, this is just a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Put it in the contract.
You can keep the Super Bowl on the East Coast. We're going to Vegas to see the Broncos Raiders.
Yes.
Once a year.
Yes.
Conferences are great.
You're in a Wolfpack?
I'm in a one-man wolf pack. Yeah, that's me. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack. Yeah. There's some impressions going on. It's always funny to hear impressions. One is by Frank Caliendo, and this is something CU Buffs fans, I'm very, very curious how they react to who Frank Caliendo is making fun of, because they have to deal with it. The other is an impression of me by Mark Schlereth, which is insulting, and why you'll enjoy it. You'll hear all of those next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.